This is an interesting time in college sports. There's more money than ever being doled out to coaches. And there is also less patience. So let me give you this scenario. I want to get your opinion, because, I mean, you're usually the Grim Reaper when it comes to this. In fact, you kind of enjoy the segments where we talk about people getting fired. Seems to be like one of your like joys in life. Tell me I'm wrong.
It is always an interesting topic, to me at least.
Oh, no, you love it. You love when people get canned. If you're Texas A&M, in the current climate, and Alabama Saturday night beats Texas A&M 50-10, do you keep Jimbo Fisher?
That's an excellent question.
Thanks. It's about time I asked one. I feel much better about myself.
No, because I've kind of been wondering about that in the back of my head, because as you and I have pointed out, A&M has definitely underachieved under Jimbo. I'll just say I wouldn't be shocked.
I don't think they will.
I agree.
But look at what's happening today. Number one, the contracts are bigger, right? 10-year deals.
And he just got one of those not too long ago.
Well, what they did was they gave him an extension, and they gave him $2 million more a year. And you know who they were bidding against? Themselves.
All right, yeah.
There was a threat, they thought, that he'd go to LSU. Now, we do see that, for example, Texas A&M had a great recruiting class. So far, by the way, it has not translated into wins. All right. I understand that. It's obvious. I can see that. And they are the decided underdog, despite the quarterback situation at Alabama, on Saturday night. The game does not have the same cachet as it had when Nick and Jimbo had their rather public dispute. Another element that you personally enjoyed. You seem to like that stuff.
It's because they both look dumb. That's why it was great.
I see. And Texas A&M could be on the verge of their third loss of the season, and we're only halfway through the season.